You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a development in Milwaukee, and I support this. The city of Milwaukee has made a bid for the Republican convention, and it is bidding for the Democratic convention. Some people say, well, look, Matt, we shouldn't bid for the Republican convention. My view is this. A national convention brings in hundreds of millions of dollars of economic activity to this area of the state and to South, all of Wisconsin in general. All of Wisconsin, every hotel room, you know, when we got the Democratic convention, we got shafted. There's no question about it. Not by the Democratic Party, but by COVID. By COVID, it was too dangerous in the summer of 2020. There were no vaccinations. People weren't sure about masks. To have thousands of people crammed in, delegates, guests, media, in a short space, it would have been a spreader. I get it. So what it was this odd, disjointed convention, where you had some speeches coming from Milwaukee, but because Biden was the nominee and he's from Delaware, rather than travel here with his staff and the COVID issues there, remember, no vaccines. A lot of the speeches were from his hometown. And so it was unsatisfactory. All of those hotel rooms, all of those restaurant meals, all of those gatherings went away. Effectively, we did not get the economic impact of a national convention. Well, we've asked for it again, and it'd be nice if it happened. Will it happen? I don't know. But why not pitch the Republican convention? For a lot of reasons. Is the Republican Party likely to look at Wisconsin? Wisconsin's a very important state. It was a big boost for the Democratic Party to pick us, because usually if you want an upper Midwest city, you'll pick Philadelphia, or you'll pick Detroit, because they're bigger. They're just a lot bigger. Might pick Cleveland, that kind of thing. But Milwaukee is a working city. We were the machine shop of the USA during the Second World War. Alice Chalmers and all the factories here turned out a lot of the war munitions that helped win that war. The machine shop of the USA. Best manufacturers in the country, in Wisconsin in general, and in Milwaukee in particular. So what's the reason to bid for the Republican convention? For one thing, Milwaukee needs more conventions. You know, in the Democratic convention, when we accepted it, you know where some of the hotel rooms were? At O'Hare Airport, Madison, Sheboygan, Kenosha. You know, yeah, there are going to be buses and limo type things. But, you know, delegates were going to be facing something like an hour and 20 minute ride each way to get to the convention floor. Obviously, there would be local celebrations, parties and receptions and everything in Madison and O'Hare Airport and Kenosha and Sheboygan. But the truth is, and this is great, it would have gobbled up every motel room and every hotel room in southeastern Wisconsin. Every restaurant, I mean, you couldn't get a reservation in a restaurant. A lot of big hitters were just taking over a restaurant, paying whatever fee they wanted, and they were going to have their private parties in the best restaurants in Milwaukee. So it was a terrific thing. Did not pan out. Nobody's fault. COVID's fault. But to people who say, well, we shouldn't bid for the Republican convention on ideological grounds, what I say is money talks. And economic activity talks, and the people working those jobs need work. We need wait staff. We need cooks. We need people manning the hotels. We need tour guides. We need everything. And it would be a good thing. Are we going to get it? I don't know. I'm not going to badmouth our chances. But it would be a wonderful thing if we got it. And that's all I'll say on that. I think there's a process where they winnow out. You may get a number of bids. Then they winnow it down to a couple, like two or three, like they did last time. We have a leg up on everybody. We've been through this one time before. We had a convention committee that did it, did a great job. You know, one of the guys that was very prominent in that was Alex Lazary. He's running for the Senate now. Alex, Vice President of Milwaukee Bucks at the time, was very involved in lobbying and getting that convention to Milwaukee. The other thing that you got to understand is that if you take a national convention coming to Milwaukee, it requires a ton of money that the host convention city agrees to donate to the Democratic National Committee. I'm not talking about for campaigns. I'm talking about for funding it. If you've ever been to a Democratic National Convention, I have. I was a delegate in 1980. I was a delegate in 1984. 1980 was in New York. 1984 was in San Francisco. And I had guest credentials to observe it and participate as a guest in 1988 in Atlanta. And it's a wonderful thing. I mean, it puts the Super Bowl to shame. It puts everything else to shame. But it's expensive. There are people all over the place, and they got to be paid. They got to be paid. Their venues to be rented and all that. We had a very significant donor in Milwaukee donate, I think it was a lead gift, about $10 million, which is a lot of simoleons. It's a lot of cabbage, very, very generous. And you put this host committee together. So to make any kind of bid on the Republican National Convention, we are going to have to put that kind of money together too here in Milwaukee. And if we're pitching the Democratic Convention, the same thing. The only thing I can say that's helpful in this is that we have a playbook. We've already done it. We already have the folks lined up. So let's see what happens. It's a long shot, probably, but so what? I want to switch to a foreign policy thing that I care a great deal about. In Korea, my uncle Jerry Monahan, my mother's brother, was a combat Marine, and he saw very intense action back in 1950, 51, that time period. A statement was just issued yesterday. I could not believe it. It said the United States, China, North Korea, and South Korea have agreed to end the Korean War. Now, everybody out there is going, what do you mean end the Korean War? It ended 70 years ago. No, it didn't. In 1953, there was an armistice. It's technically at war, the two Koreas, technically at war. And that is why there was a candidate, and he was a Republican, and not a good candidate. This is 30 years ago here. And he put in his resume that he was putting out to the public, I served in the Korean War. And the guy was born in like 1960. So, of course, he took a lot. And what he was trying to sneakily get at is it never ended. It was a 1953 armistice, and he was briefly stationed in South Korea. A lot of crazy stuff. The good thing that I'm getting at, though, is North Korea has a border with China. If South Korea and the United States are willing to get rid of the armistice and just have even a ceremonial declaration of the end of the war, at some point, you've got to have thawed relations. At some point, you have to have the reunification of North and South Korea. The problem is the Chinese cannot be trusted. They have a border there. They're going to want the whole peninsula to be communist. And South Korea and the United States won't stand for that. So that's going to have to get worked out over the next number of years. But a good starting point is replacing the armistice with a peace agreement. That's a good starting point. But the fact is, it's going to take a long time to integrate North Korean communists into any kind of free society. And South Korea is not going to give up its freedom. And we're not going to let them give up their freedom. We're going to stand with them. We're going to stand with them. But a little wrinkle when I first saw it, and in the Korean War, my uncle was out there, you know, in a mountain called Old Baldy, and he was pinned down by the Chinese a couple of days. These guys, I mean, what they went through, and he was 21 years old. If he were alive today, God bless him, he'd look at this and he'd say, well, it's about time. Well, it's about time. And it is about time. Going to break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.